This is the Canty and Carlin Podcast.
Russell, hump fake from three at the top of the arc. Throws it to James. Wing right for three. God save the king. 2-1. Lakers lead the Warriors in this best of seven. Do so in dominant fashion tonight. Final score, Los Angeles 127, Golden State 97.
This is going to be a battle to the end, man. We're thankful to get this one, but come Monday, you know, we're going to have a dogfight on our hands.
Well, the NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio tonight. Lakers, Warriors, LeBron, Steph, presented by Indeed Coverage, 9:30 Eastern, most ESPN radio stations, Sirius XM Channel 80. I'm Aaron Goldhammer. He's Gabe Neitzel. We're in for Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Gabe, when you have kids, it takes a lot here in the Eastern time zone for me to stay up and watch a game that starts at 10 o'clock.
When you host a morning show in the central time zone, it also takes a lot to stay up at night. Not saying that, you know, my show is more important than your kids. I'm just saying I understand the early bedtime.
Your show is more important than my kids. And one of my kids is sick right now, just tested positive for strep throat. So I'm going to trying to steer clear of that as much as humanly possible. But aside from that, tonight is worth it. Tonight, at least, I'm going to test the what. Now, if a team takes a 30-point lead, I'm turning it off. And I'm going to bed.
Wait, so is 30 points, is that the limit? Or is it, if it's like 20, 25, what's the limit where you're like, all right, this game's over?
Oh, 25 in the first half, I'd probably hang around. But if it's like 20-plus going to the fourth quarter, like, I'm turning that off and I'll go to bed. Just because the odds of, you know, somebody making a run and staying up the extra quarter. But I'm planning and assuming that I'm going to be up until about 12:30 tonight. That I'm going to be up, that I'm going to be watching this, that I'm going to be locked in. Because it has the vibe, Gabe, and tell me if you agree, it has the vibe that something kind of like memorable and historic is going to happen in this game tonight. Am I wrong?
It could be, I mean, maybe Anthony Davis finally plays back-to-back good games for the Lakers. You know, that could be significant for the Lakers if he decides to do that. But it kind of does feel that way. This feels like the pivotal moment in the series. And I know that the Warriors are the Warriors, and they have Steph, and they have Klay, and they have this history, especially in the postseason. But coming back from a 3-1 deficit against LeBron and AD, when you just need one chance for AD to go off in three games, because they have not had an answer. The Warriors have not had an answer anytime that version of Anthony Davis has shown up in this series. It does have that feeling that the Warriors know, not that their backs are completely against the wall, but they're going to come out swinging. And the last time we saw that was Game 7 when, you know, Steph casually dropped 50.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at this in NBA history, has been as money in close out games than LeBron James. So I don't think the Warriors can come back at this stage of their development from being 3-1 down. But, Gabe, I also don't think they're going to be 3-1 down. I think this is the rare team that is turning it on and off in the second round of the playoffs. And I think when they've really needed it, games 3 and 4 in Oakland, game 7 in Sacramento, and then game 2 in Oakland, I keep saying Oakland because I used to love that they played there. But now they built this fancy new place on the other side of the bridge, and it's in San Francisco. My bad. But when they've needed it, they've gotten it. And I think they are, you know, despite the fact that they're on the road and all the stars are going to be courtside and blah, 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 I would expect that the champs are going to come out and play like the champs and take care of business here. I think it might be close, but I like the Warriors so much that I'm making it my lock of the playoffs. Now, I'm not going to tell you how much, but a significant amount of money of mine has been placed on this game. And I am wagering with the Warriors tonight.
It's Warriors plus 3, correct?
Correct. They're underdogs tonight. Come on.
Because I feel like a lot of teams in this, they'd come out with almost that sense of desperation, you know, where they're coming out with that little bit more urgency because they're desperate and they need to have this game.
Yeah.
Where the Warriors, because they've been doing this for so long with the core that they have of Steph and Klay and Draymond Green and now the other young players they've been able to influence around them,
yep.
It's almost like, oh, okay, we just have to play better now. It's just like you said, they have an ability to turn it on, and it's not out of desperation. It's not out of panic. It's just out of, oh, we have to turn it on this game. It's this calmness that they're still going to have going into the game because of the expectations that they have that I don't think any other team in the league has.
Well, they also, they just have so much big game experience. You know, like, I think they're still hardened by what happened 7 years ago in 2016 when they blew that 3-1 lead to the Cavs. And sometimes you become ruthless killers in sports when you go through the adversity of blowing a big lead like that. And you then you come out on the other side and you just have more poise than the other team. I know LeBron's going to bring it tonight, okay? I don't think he plays bad games anymore. But I think the real question here is Davis. The Lakers need another Game 1-like performance from Anthony Davis, and he's got no excuse, Gabe. The Warriors do not have anybody who can guard him reasonably.
Nope.
And, you know, so really, he ought to be super aggressive. They ought to try to get him going super early and just allow him to be able to dominate the game. I will tell you this, while we have been talking, I'm going to take credit for this. This is the power of Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. The line has moved.
Oh, boy.
It is now 2.5. So
see?
I believe that a significant amount of wagers have gone down on the...
I didn't realize you had that kind of money, Aaron. I didn't realize you had that kind of money where you placed down the wager and then suddenly the line's going to move a half a point.
Well, look, man.
Didn't realize you were that big time. Congrats, bud. I'm happy for you.
I'm hosting shows for the worldwide leader in sports. That's the power that we bring to the table. What are you expecting from Steph tonight? Do you think this is another Steph goes off and that like 50 is in play?
Yes, I think 50 is in play, but I think we get a better game four tonight out of Klay Thompson, who did not have a good game three.
Yeah.
So I think you see just kind of a balance between the two of them. 50 is always in play to me for Steph, especially when it's a game that I know that the Warriors aren't going to, for lack of a better term, be bored with. Mm-hmm. And this is not a game they know that they can't be bored with. So Steph's going to be there. He's going to be ready to go. He's going to have some sort of circus, ridiculous play. But I think more than anything, it's going to be Klay Thompson who steps up and has 30-plus points for the Warriors tonight.
You know, the other thing Golden State could really use, you know, it's like every basket they get that isn't Steph and Klay is like manna from heaven for them. Whether it's Moses Moody off the bench or Looney on a putback, they could use a good pool game, and we haven't seen a lot of them in the playoffs, but... I mean, if this is going to be the night that he sort of, you know, justifies the contract extension that that guy got after helping them win a championship last year, and he had a 6-3 game already in this series, and it was one that the Warriors lost, but they really could use him stepping up and playing well. And to that end, I have faith that Klay's going to do Klay's thing and Draymond's going to do Draymond's thing. I think Poole is sort of the swing player now for the Warriors in this series, and I think they need to get better from him if they're going to come back from 2-1 down and win it. I just saw an incredible stat. You know, Warriors have won 5 straight series when they've been down 2-1.
Of course they have.
Unbelievable.
That makes sense. No, it does not make any sense. As far as Poole goes, it seems that ever since he took that shot in Game 1, because that was the game, as you mentioned, he had the 6-3s, finished 6 of 10, and he took that potentially game-tying shot from deep... And with about 8 seconds left after Steph Curry was double-teamed at the end of Game 1. Yep. Ever since then, he has just not been... I don't know if it's been as aggressive, but the numbers have not been there. You haven't seen good efforts in terms of the box score and what he's been able to do scoring-wise in Game 2 or Game 3. They're going to need, to me, in order to steal a game here or there, they're going to need him to step up. Maybe not tonight, if you get the monster efforts out of Klay and Steph, but they're going to need another Jordan Poole pretty good game at some point in the series.
To me, Gabe, the winner of this game wins the series. Agreed?
Agreed.
I think if it's 2-2, the Warriors coming back home have a huge advantage.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Especially with AD and LeBron having to play every other day. I know Steph's old too, but I think he can weather the storm better than them.
Does this, with what's going on right now in the NBA postseason, and I know it's been a large talking point for a long time now about what goes on in the regular season is insignificant. But with what's going on in the first game of the doubleheader and an 8 seed potentially going up 3-1 and staring down going to a conference finals what the Warriors like road record was, and everybody's going, I don't understand how the Warriors can be this bad on the road. And yet we got to the postseason and nobody was actually concerned with it. Just, they're the Warriors. They'll figure it out. And they are the Warriors and they are figuring it out.
And they won games 5 and 7 in a hostile environment in Sacramento.
Yes.
And I expect them to win game 4 on the road in L.A.
Correct.
Tonight. Because they could flip the switch. And Miami flipped the switch too.
Yes. Is what is happening right now in the postseason, is it going to lend even more credence to that whatever happens in those 82 games is just so incredibly insignificant?
Gabe, we'll do it, but I'm kind of done honestly overreacting to what's going on in the NBA in December, because it is such a long season. We say this all the time, but think about it this way. We start in training camp and we're in shorts. Mm-hmm. Then we go through all 4 seasons before we finish the NBA Finals in June. It's fall, winter, spring, and summer.
Summer.
By the time the season is finally over. Canty and Carlin is on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. I'm Aaron Goldhammer. He is Gabe Knight. So we are presented by Progressive Insurance. As we continue the NBA playoff conversation, you know, narratives come out of postseason series and storylines and winners of the playoffs and losers of the playoffs. It feels to me like, Gabe, game by game, James Harden is either playing the best game of his career or he's confirming once again that he can't be trusted in a big spot. We've seen both so far in this series against the Celtics, right?
I mean, game 2, he just couldn't hold on to the basketball. Just terrible turnover. Like, it was so bad. And then he turns around and has the game 4 that he had after the game 1 he had. I can't keep up with it. It's either, like you said, terrible or it's tremendous. There has not been an in-between for James Harden in the series.
Yeah, but there are some other guys, you know, who's got the most to gain, who's got the most to lose. People have side-eyed, and I think it's because he doesn't make great SportsCenter highlights. I honestly do. But people have side-eyed Nikola Jokic's greatness. And they've excused it by saying, well, he's never had great playoff success. He's never had great playoff success. To me, he could erase all of that and really put his stamp on one of the best offensive big men ever if the Nuggets are able to get through this Sun series and ultimately they're able to get to the finals and maybe win a championship.
I 100% agree. I think he's got a lot to gain in terms of what's out there for him. He's a 2-time league MVP. Whatever the Nuggets do works during the regular season. How come it hasn't worked in the postseason? And a lot of that falls on his shoulders because he is their best player. Yeah. I understand the health of everybody else around him is very important, and Jamal Murray is finally healthy for them for a postseason series. To me, that's huge. But if the Nuggets fail to beat the Suns, what if they just decide to blow it up and try to find a different player other than Jamal Murray to pair alongside him?
Those guys
are hard to find.
Somebody might fire their coach after this series. I mean, Doc Rivers, I think, would be in trouble if Philly loses. I think Michael Malone would be in trouble if the Nuggets lose, especially after being up 2-0 and then losing the next 2. You lose a game where Jokic goes for 53. Who has the most to lose, though, Gabe? Joel Embiid is holding that MVP trophy. But there's a chance that really at the end of all of this, it'll be a bad season for him if once again he fails to make even the conference finals.
I guess I just don't trust that Sixers team. And we've seen so many MVPs, especially as of late, not be able to get to the finals. And as you just mentioned, James Harden, how much can you actually trust James Harden to consistently perform and be that number 2 guy alongside Joel Embiid? Whereas I take a look at who has the most to lose, I feel that Anthony Davis's reputation just continues to ride the same roller coaster as Harden, but it's almost dissolving right before us. Yes, they won the title in the bubble when he initially came over to the Lakers, but injuries have robbed him during the regular season, and now his own inconsistencies are costing him.
Yeah.
Because we see what that ceiling is, and that ceiling is unbelievable. But for a player that unbelievable to have the basement and floor that he has had, I mean, he's had 11-point playoff games in the same stretch where he's grabbing 23 rebounds and scoring 30 points. I can't make it make sense.
It's the variance with both Harden and AD. Shannon is producing the show for us today, and he throws up like questions on a monitor while we're having these conversations. And Shannon threw up, who do you trust more, Harden or AD? Shannon, the correct answer to this is neither. I mean, how could I trust either guy? At this point, there's a chance where AD could play the greatest playoff. He could have 40 and 20 tonight, and I wouldn't be surprised. He could have 8 and 6 tonight and get hurt, and I wouldn't be surprised.
Seven turnovers.
Yes, exactly. Like, it's at least LeBron's prime, you know, KD, what, Devin Booker. That's a guy we haven't brought up yet. You know who the MVP of the playoffs has been so far? That guy has shot it as well as I have ever seen a player shoot a basketball in my whole life.
Sure, but Jimmy Butler like single-handedly took out the favorite to win the entire NBA championship. So I'm good on Devin Booker. He's been fantastic. Jimmy's still been the MVP so far because he's doing things that you did not think the 8 seed was going to be doing.
I read this piece that just posted on ESPN.com, but like what Booker is doing is historic.
Oh, it's historically great in terms of the efficiency that he has.
Yes,
stupid efficient.
Like this is like some of the best scoring that the NBA has ever seen. Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, ESPN app. I'm Aaron Goldhammer, Gabe Knight. So we're presented by Progressive. Coaches, it'd be interesting to see how this goes. We talked about a couple of guys who could lose their jobs if they end up getting knocked out. But I think that Eric Spoelstra, if the Heat are the 8 seed and they end up winning this series over the Knicks, I think if he's not on it already, he puts himself on a very short list behind Red Auerbach and Phil Jackson and Pat Riley. You know, he's one of the greatest coaches, I think, in NBA history.
Yeah, I think he's the best coach in the NBA right now. Just I don't know what's going on in San Antonio, if Pop's just cruising at this point. He doesn't seem like he's, you know, mid-2000s, mid-2010s.
I have to remind myself that he hasn't retired, to be honest.
Yeah, he's still there. But I would say with the job that Eric Spoelstra has done,
totally,
in terms of getting those Heat teams to perform, especially in the postseason,
yeah,
I think he's the best coach in the league.
And I think, but
to your point, I don't know if he's recognized by that by a lot of NBA fans.
Right.
Because
I think people love ripping on the big three era in Miami and saying, oh, it's just, you know, the fact that LeBron went there and they all went there as free agents. No.
Look,
one
of
the reasons why LeBron
Miami
is arguably the greatest player of all time is that he played for Eric Spoelstra. I believe that.
And most of us outside of Miami are sick of the whole on social media, Heat culture, Heat culture, Heat culture. Oh, Heat culture. It's the best. It's the best thing ever. Like, it's like St. Louis Cardinals fans calling themselves the best fans in baseball. It's what the Miami Heat are doing. And I think everybody's sick of it outside of it. So they don't want to give anything the Heat do actual credence or credit. But what Spo is doing is spectacular.
Yeah. I mean, Heat culture, Gabe, is real. Do you think Gabe Vincent, if he played for the Pacers, would be anything? Do you think if Max Strus went to the Brooklyn Nets that his career would have amounted to anything? Like,
I mean,
they find
I don't know.
These guys.
I don't know how Gabe Vincent, like, the dude will go 4 of 16 and still have the stones to take a shot at the end of the game. Like, a big shot, and he's going to drill it.
It's
the confidence that he has. I don't know if Spo inspires that and drags it out of his guys, or if they just find these guys that have some irrational confidence in them that they should not have in the first place.
He took Kevin Love out of the glue factory, and he's making full court passes again like fat Kevin Love did back in Minnesota. I mean, imagine if they had their full complement of guys. No Hero, no Oladipo. Bam Adebayo's banged up. Jimmy Butler's playing on one ankle. They're up 2-1 in this series against the Knicks. Coming up next, what is your confidence level in Anthony Davis putting together back-to-back dominant games? It can't be that good. This is Canty and Carlin. I'm Aaron Goldhammer. He's Gabe Neitzel. I almost said Gabe Vincent. But that's not you. We will talk
I'll
more
take a heat
about
check three if you want.
We will talk more about AD coming up. But first, Gabe has this from Indeed. Go, Gabe.
If your summer hiring program is heating up, then make the whole process more chill with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it simple to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Just sponsor a post and get matched instantly with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your job description. And you can even schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from the Indeed website. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Canty and Carlin, the podcast.
Russell, hump fake from three at the top of the arc. Goes to the James. Swing right for three. God save the kick.
2-1. Lakers lead the Warriors in this best of seven. Do so in dominant fashion tonight. Final score, Los Angeles 127. Golden State 97.
This is going to be a battle to the end, man. We're thankful to get this one, but come Monday, you know, we're going to have a dogfight on our hands.
Well, the Warriors have won five straight playoff series when they've been down 2-1. That's crazy. Can they do it again? Can they do it for a sixth time? We're going to go live to LA in just a second. Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, ESPN app. I'm Aaron Goldhammer. He is Gabe Neitzel, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. To the hotline we go. Dave Pasch is going to call game four tonight at Crypto.com Arena between the Lakers and the Warriors. Dave, Gabe and I have been saying just kind of a funny feeling that this is going to be a historic one and a memorable one tonight. Do you get the same sense here as we're a few hours away from tip?
Well, selfishly, I hope so. we just did Knicks Heat on ABC Saturday, and it was one of the most one-sided games of the postseason, along with that Laker-Warrior game. And, you know, you obviously want close games, great games. It's great for the fan. It's great for us, obviously. So hopefully it's an epic game. And, you know, look, the Warriors usually don't play poorly 2 games in a row. They were down 0-2 to the Kings, but obviously won that series. And the Lakers, you know, Anthony Davis hasn't really been able to put two great games together yet in the postseason. You know, maybe one of those trends change and AD plays great 2 games in a row and it's 3-1 Lakers. But I think everybody would be surprised if the game ends up being a blowout like it was on Saturday night.
I just have a feeling, Dave, that Steph is going to be Steph tonight, and he's going to step up, much like we've seen in big-time games for them, you know, his entire career. But after Steph Curry, who do you think needs to step up the most on the Warriors team tonight to even the series?
Well, Jordan Poole has not played well, obviously. You look at his numbers over the course of the series, in particular the last 2 games, and you wonder, you know, what's going on there. They clearly need more than Steph and Clay. And I think Draymond Green is going to have a big night tonight on both ends of the floor. I think he's probably due for that. It'll be interesting if Steve Kerr changes his starting lineup and if he goes back to Looney. I think those are some things to keep an eye on. But I think Draymond Green and Jordan Poole are the 2 guys that stand out to me that they need a lot more out of offensively if they're going to win tonight.
Dave, which version of Anthony Davis do you expect to see tonight?
It's the question everybody wants an answer to, and nobody really knows, because he's one of the most unpredictable superstars we've ever seen, right? One game he looks unstoppable and like one of the all-time great players, which his skill set and talent level says that he is. And then there are other games where he disappears and he's not aggressive. I don't know. I think if we get the Anthony Davis that we saw in games 1 and 3, the Lakers are good enough to win the whole thing. If we get the Anthony Davis we saw game 2 and in some of the games in round 1 against Memphis or even in previous years, and the Lakers are vulnerable and susceptible. Because I think to ask a guy like LeBron James, what LeBron's done at age 38 is unsurpassed. It's crazy what he's doing at his age. He has an excuse to not be great back-to-back nights. He's 38 years old, and he's played through injury for a good part of this year. I don't find the same excuse for Davis. He's younger, obviously, and he can do more things. He can impact the game on both ends of the floor in a different way. So I don't find excuses left for him, and I don't believe that Darvin Ham and the rest of the coaching staff feels that there are excuses. He has to be great, or they will not win tonight.
Is, based on what you just said then, is it unfair to see or ask LeBron, hey, if you recognize AD doesn't have it early, we need more from you tonight? Is that an unfair ask of LeBron at 38 years old?
I don't know that it's unfair, because I think he's going to give you what he has. I mean, we've seen it, diving on the floor. His scoring average has gone down and he's not shooting the three great, but I think you're going to get everything from LeBron. The question with Anthony Davis, which we've always seen and wondered, is, are you going to get high-level intensity, energy, impact from Anthony Davis, playoff game in, playoff game out? You know what you're going to get with LeBron James. And it may not show up in the score sheet. He may have a poor night shooting. He didn't shoot the ball to start the game at all. Maybe he shoots more to start the game tonight. But I think you should expect out of LeBron what we've seen so far. But Anthony Davis, that's the question. Are you going to get that from him?
What do you think Kerr does with the starting lineup and with the minutes with some of these role player guys? Because they've gotten great minutes, you know, from Looney and Poole at times in the playoffs, and they could really use a role player to step up tonight.
Well, I think Looney, you know, he's one of the most important players on the Warriors. He's a great screen setter, terrific rebounder. He's a glue guy. He's a leader. So, I whether he starts or comes off the bench and they go with Jamichael Green again in the starting five, you're still going to get all those things, all the intangibles. But, look, to ask Steph to continue to carry them, to ask Klay Thompson to continue to carry them, you know, you look at the Phoenix series, for example. Yes, Durant and Booker went nuts in game 4. And, you know, they're not going to win that series without the two of those guys continuing to do that. But, you know, Landry Shamet had a big game off the bench. And they needed that from their bench. The Warriors need something similar. They need a third guy, a third and a fourth guy, if it takes two guys combining to do what one can, to just take some of the pressure off Curry and Thompson to have to carry them.
Dave, going away from the Lakers-Warriors, Adrian Wojnarowski tweeting out earlier today that Nikola Jokic, not going to be suspended, but was fined $25,000 for what happened last night. Do you feel that's the right outcome, that no suspension but a $25,000 fine?
In terms of the fine, I'm not sure that that's the right move or the wrong move. It's definitely the right move that he didn't get suspended. I think that would have been awful had they suspended him for a game when – clearly, and I, applaud Matt Ishbia for the way he handled it, because clearly he knows he made a mistake by, inserting himself into the situation by not letting go of the ball. Because he played a role in that, and I think he realized that, and that's why he tweeted out what he did. And I think, if it's just a fan and not the owner of a team, maybe there wouldn't have been a fine at all. But I think because it did involve an owner, perhaps that's why there was a small fine levy that I'm sure Nikola Jokic can afford. But I'm thankful they didn't suspend him. That was 100% the right move, not to impose a one-game ban on Jokic.
Dave, are you with the coach, Hubie Brown, tonight?
I'm not with Hubie tonight. We're on radio tonight, so I'm with – because TNT has the TV, so I'm with Corey Alexander tonight for the call.
Ah, love Corey Alexander. 9:30 tonight, it all gets going, and you can listen right here on most of these ESPN radio stations. What celebrity are you hoping to see courtside the most, Dave?
It's a great question. I've done so many Laker games over the years where you see a little bit of everybody, so I don't know that I have one in particular that I'm looking forward to seeing. I was kind of hoping that if I get another Knick game, Ben Stiller, because apparently he was coming after me a little bit on Twitter the other day, saying that I was handing the Miami Heat the Larry O'Brien Trophy after the win. But Ben obviously will not be out here in L.A., but maybe during the conference finals or something, we'll get a chance to chat.
Oh, the drama between Ben Stiller. I'm on your
Ben
side.
Ben Stiller versus Dave Pasch. Yeah, we
that
got
is,
back,
what
Dave.
A celebrity feud. Let's call TMZ and get it going, Dave. Appreciate the time as always, and have a good call tonight. Have fun.
Yep, you got it, fellas. Take care.
That's Dave Pasch joining us on Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. I saw the Stiller tweet. I did not realize that it was directed at Dave Pasch. Wow. Angering Mr. Zoolander. Canty and Carlin, presented by Progressive Insurance. For a job you love, visit progressive.com/careers. That is progressive.com/careers. Up next, our play of the night and Colts owner warning teams about something that has to do with a quarterback who we haven't heard from in a long time. That's next. It's Canty and Carlin. I'm Aaron Goldhammer. Gabe Neitzel on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is the Canty and Carlin Podcast. Time to earn some cash.
The taste of money, the smell of wealth.
Canty and Carlin's best play of the night.
The taste of money.
All right, well, I've declared it the stone cold lead pipe lock of the millennium. Little Mike and Mike throwback. Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. I'm Aaron Goldhammer. He is Gabe Neitzel, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. I love the Warriors plus. I got it at 3, but plus the 2.5. On the money line, they're plus 120. That's one of my plays of the night. I also really like Steph Curry over 4.5 threes. Gabe, tonight in the Warrior-Laker game, I feel like Steph going off is like the easiest pick in the world. I think he might have 5 threes in the first half, to be honest with you.
Well, so if you're picking all of these, Caesars has got to have that number for over-under for AD in terms of points. What's it? It's got to be like 24, 25, somewhere around there?
24.5, yeah.
Yeah, so you got to take the under there.
Right, because if you don't think Davis is going to play 2 good games in a row, which we kind of are betting against that,
yes,
then we would say Davis under 24.5. It's weird. You know, I was looking here on Caesars, does a great job providing all of our lines for all of us here at ESPN. There is no prop for Kevon Looney's rebounds, which I was looking for that because he's had like some 20 rebound games in the playoffs. I guess they don't know whether he's going to start, whether he's sick, how many minutes he's going to play. So that is taken off the board. Caesar Sportsbook, making sure everything is fair, of course, if you're going to be in a state where you can place a legal wager. So those are our plays of the night. Again, I like Steph over on the threes, 4.5, and I really love the Warriors tonight on the money line against the Lakers. I'll give you one other one in this Heat-Knicks game. we can go per Caesars. Both teams to score in the first minute, no, is minus 225. And it's been a rather low-scoring series.
Well, yeah, because the Heat can't score, and the Knicks are really good at defense and also can't score.
Yeah, right. So I'd go with no. I don't think both teams are going to score in the first minute of action. Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. I'm Aaron Goldhammer. He is Gabe Neitzel. Hit it, guys.
Sometimes it's the worst. Sometimes it's the best. Best. Either way, we'll get you straight with everything you need to know. This is 3 and Out.
Well, in the wake of an ESPN report that Washington made attempts in 2022 to learn whether long-retired quarterback Andrew Luck had any interest in returning to the NFL, Colts owner Jim Irsay took to social media today. He wrote, quote, "If any NFL team attempted to contact Andrew or any associate of him to play for their franchise, it would be a clear violation of the league's tampering policy." Colts source telling Stephen Holder of ESPN, "The team is unclear about the nature of the conversations, but is seeking to learn more about exactly what transpired and whether any tampering occurred." Gabe, nobody seems happier in retirement than Andrew Luck. Sorry to all 32 NFL teams, praying he'd come out of retirement and play for you.
He retired, what, in 2019? He's been out of the league. The last time he took a snap was before the pandemic. Think about that. That feels like it was ancient years ago. But of course, if you had to pick one team, like before you read the report and you just heard a rumor that one team reached out to try to convince him to unretire and play quarterback for that team, Washington was that team, right? Like, there is zero surprise that the Washington Commanders are the team that tried to get him to come out of retirement because, well, they settled for Carson Wentz this past season.
Let me make this perfectly clear. If Dan Snyder called me, I would not call him back. Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, ESPN App, Sirius XM Channel 80. I'm Aaron Goldhammer. He's Gabe Neitzel. Congratulations. Bronny James, who has become one of the best high school basketball players in the country and who I handed a Gatorade when he was running around the Cavs locker room as a small child, is now a 6'3 guard, of course, who grew up in Cleveland, Akron, Miami, and now in Los Angeles at Sierra Canyon. He is committed to USC, and Gabe, he is the first James, as far as we know, LeBron said, to ever have the opportunity to go to college. That is an incredible story.
Well, I mean, LeBron had the opportunity to go to college. He just decided not to because, well,
but really, he couldn't. Really, Gabe, he couldn't. Like, what was he going to do? Go to college and put off making any, coming off of what happened with the Ohio High School Athletic Association?
That's true.
Like, he really wasn't in position to go to college. I guess he theoretically could have, but he wasn't in a great spot. Bronny is in a great spot to be able to take advantage of a USC education. Number 19 prospect, ESPN, 2023 McDonald's All-American. Guys, let's look at Bronny differently than we look at LeBron. Let's not put pressure on him to become like the greatest player of all time. Although I do think Bron and Bronny could end up playing together in the NBA, which would be
I think they do.
Yeah. Where? Cleveland?
I don't know where, but I think they end up playing together. And if you think, I mean,
I'm in
Bucks
for a random team. Grizzlies.
Pelicans. The Bucks are willing to give Thanasis Adetokounmpo a contract every year.
Bronny James is in. All right. Yeah, Joe and Amber coming up next. Warriors, Lakers later tonight, right here on most of these ESPN radio stations. This has been Canty and Carlin.
Thanks for listening to the Canty and Carlin podcast. You can listen to the show live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen on the ESPN app. Canty and Carlin, the podcast.